Welcome to another community radio interview. I am Manuela and this is CJRO Local First. On May 30th, the Navan Community Association, in partnership with the Cumberland Township Agricultural Society and the City of Ottawa, held the first Touch a Truck event in Navan. I had the opportunity to interview some of the people involved in making sure the event was a success. This is a collage of interviews with three young volunteers, with Tom DeVesseri, the Navan Nugget editor, Emily Keenan, the president of the Cumberland Township Agricultural Society, a young local artist, Molly Flynn, and one of the volunteers from the Navan Lions Club.
Hi, I'm Olivia, and they were volunteering at the Touch a Truck event. So far, it's been really fun. There's lots of people that are coming to visit. There's food, there's games. It's a really fun event, and I'm happy people showed up. We helped with lots of stuff. We're like the supervising volunteers. We did help bring the garbage cans out, set up all the posters. We helped find a missing kid earlier today. Yeah, anyone that has questions, they just come up to us, and we've answered it for them.
I'm Nev, volunteering for the Touch a Truck. It's very lively here. There's lots of kids everywhere. There's lots of honking the horns. Really fun. I'm in grade 12. We all go to Crean Wilson.
I'm Emma and I'm volunteering at the Navan Touch a Truck event. I've just been basically doing the same things everyone else has been doing. Helping out, answering people's questions, just helping the other volunteers in their posts and stuff. And I've done my hours. Yeah, so I'm just doing this to help out Shelly and just to be involved with Navan events.
Hi, I'm Tom DeVesseri. I'm the editor for the Navan Nugget. It's a publication. It's going on our 20th year of publication, so we're into 200 to 300 different issues. We're a monthly publication that gives stories from around Navan. People submit Navan Notables is one that's been going on. They'll pick out somebody and do a story about them. That was Sheila Minot Calver, who has been writing that for many years. I'm a photographer by trade, so I take pictures in Navan here for the last 30 years. So all the different events and the Navan Fair and getting images for our upcoming publication in June, which will be going to print on Monday and out into the local mailboxes on June 1st. The publication is also online, so we print on it. We were looking at switching to just online, but a lot of our seniors don't have access to computers, and they were quite upset hearing that I might be discontinuing the paper. So we're in a testing phase now, and one of our local cabinet makers, Den, has built distribution boxes that we have around the super boxes, so people can come through and pick them up. You're coming through Navan and you see a blue box by any of the post office boxes, you can just take a copy of it, and also at JT Bradley's convenience store there is copies available there, or go online to the Navan Community Association website at navan.on.ca and just search for the Navan Nugget and pull up the story and maybe see some of my pictures. Today's events, so hopefully it's going to go as page one for the next issue. It's good. We have a wide variety of people here from Vars, from Carlsbad, from Sarsfield. There's a family that came in from Gatineau because their kids love trucks. It's really wide-reaching, so the Navan Community Association is hoping to maybe continue this next year and have the event repeated.
Hi, my name is Emily Keenan. I am currently the president of the Cumberland Township Agricultural Society. I actually got involved with our community in Navan Fair in 2011. I just started as a volunteer in the office with our Homecraft division, and then I slowly kind of worked my way up to the ambassador in 2015. In that role, it's a great opportunity for youth to get involved. They are kind of like the face of the fair. They'll go to all of the different events. They have a sash, tiara. They're trying to get the younger generations and families more involved in agriculture and learn about our fair. And then from there, I actually moved on to the concession director role. So I was in charge of all of the different food trucks, having in place kind of a point of contact throughout the weekend. I moved on to the executive director position, and then next thing you know, now I'm in the president, so I kind of still oversee the food trucks, but I oversee a lot more kind of throughout the year as well. I'm very excited. This is the first time we've ever hosted the Touch a Truck event, but it's nice to have the collaborative nature between the two associations. We have a little bit more volunteers this way. We have different reach, different social media. It's been nice to have two different groups that work, we'll say side by side typically, come together. So it's been a really great event. We are actively planning and organizing the upcoming Navan Fair. That's taking place August 6th to 9th right here on our fairgrounds. I encourage you to check out our website and social media for more information. Oh my goodness, we have all kinds of things. So we'll have a lot of different livestock shows. We have music under our domes. We also have a lot of amusement parks, so all the rides, games, food. Everyone loves a good food truck. And then we have all of our exhibits. We have a floriculture division, homecraft, culinary arts. So that's where locals can submit their craft, baking, flowers, etc. A lot of kids' education as well. And then they will be judged. There's ribbons, prizes. And same with the livestock. So there's horse shows, cattle shows. We also have our demolition derby. That's taking place on the Thursday night and the Friday night. And we also have the truck bowl. A lot of different excitement, opportunities for people to come and hopefully find something that they're interested in because there's just so much going on.
Hi, my name's Molly. I've actually performed here a few times for Music in the Park, and I did a couple shows prior to that as well. I play a lot of country, pop, but also some folk stuff. Today I'm gonna just be doing cover songs. I'll probably be performing here again. Yeah. I think I'm doing Fall Fest, and I have an Instagram, which is Molly Flynn Music.
Dream each night of some version of you that might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes that I'm split in half, but that'll have to do.
My name is Lion Fred Hyde. I'm with the Navin Lions Club, and we're basically manning the entrance gates and tables, just providing information and welcoming people to the Touch a Truck event.
And counting
the numbers.
Sorry to know, this is 751 here.
600 over at the arena and about 550 at the Fairgreen. So that's 1,500. We're only halfway through. I am totally amazed by it. First of all, the number of vendors or displays that Shelley has been able to arrange, but the crowd that has shown up to participate. I'm just flabbergasted because this is the first time that we've had one of these events in Navin. It won't be the last one. Oh, yes. We've run out of passports to give people for going around to see the events. You know, parking is tight. Been very successful. Just a harebrained idea at the beginning that has worked wonderfully. Weather has helped enormously.
In Georgia, they call it a sin. I'm wearing Tennessee orange for him. Took me to Knoxville last Saturday, and I wore that hat on his dash to the game. Sure was in Athens, but I fell for him under those knee lines.